Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The melatonin.
The melatonin.
Melatonin.
All right. A science major is going to be like, no.
I know.
Shady tweets.
Let me know when you're ready, Adrian.
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. He was just going to let me keep going.
I've been recording this whole time.
Stop.
Welcome to Job Logs, a podcast that features candid conversations with young professionals about work, life, and everything in between.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Joy Marie.
And I'm Courtney.
And this is Job Logs. So this week, you know, we want to thank you guys for taking a look at our newsletter.
It's so cute. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It is really cute.
It's getting better and better. So if you haven't signed up, head over to joblogs.com/weekly. It's excellent fodder for your office small talk, you know.
Nice.
Recommendations for your commute. You always need to chat.
Yes.
Around the cooler. Do people have coolers at their... Are there
the
water
coffee
coolers?
Machine.
Coffee machine.
There
Chat
you
for your coffee machine.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we are highlighting a feature on ltinthecity.com with L'Oreal Payton. She featured us. So
thank you so much.
You can see the link to that in the newsletter, as well as our recommendations for 9 binge-worthy podcasts to get you through the holidays while we love our own. We also vibe out to a couple of other ones, so
mm-hmm.
check that out. And 35 things to do for your career by the time you turn 35. So.
Oh, I should probably check that.
It was right at the bottom. So
cool.
Again, joblogs.com/weekly to check that out. Now it's time to clock in.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, what's going on with you?
I am just holding on for dear life right now. I'm waiting in like 2 to 3 weeks. I'll be done with my first semester of grad school.
Wow.
I'll be through a big production at work, and my office is closed for like the last week and a half of the year. So it's just like, hold on.
Yeah.
Get there.
Yeah.
But I'm doing really great. I've been working on some great projects at school.
Okay.
And I'm really, really thankful. Like, if I can't recommend this enough, if you can wait to go back to school, like, go to work, do a job, and then go back. Because I tell you, I am teaching these kids.
Really?
They need to pay me, okay? You just learn, like, simple stuff like organization, being polished.
Yeah.
I'm whipping them.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Just kidding. But
I
you
love
know.
That.
What about you?
You know, doing well. It's holiday party season,
yes.
So I'm fishing for the ugly sweater that I don't have in my closet.
Oh, I don't
trying
do
to. I mean, I got one coming up, and I gotta find one.
Oh, do the dab? Is it Dabbin?
Dabbin.
I'm so old.
What's the Dabbin?
There's a Dabbin Santa one.
Is there really?
Yes.
Nobody would get it though.
This.
I feel like no one
up.
Would.
No,
no
I've
one
seen
would get it,
all.
It at work.
Do it. Oh, they wouldn't get it?
I don't think
they
so.
They do it at football games and stuff. They
okay.
Might.
Okay. Okay.
Try it and just see for feedback.
All right. I might get into that. And obviously super stoked for Hamilton next week.
Oh, my God.
This week. This week.
Oh,
Hamilton
my God.
This week.
I am so excited. And we have seats in, like, the back row, which is fine.
Yes.
Because I'm going to give you performance and your grandma and grandpa can be mad about it.
I cannot wait for that. But, other than that, I don't know if you guys remember a couple of weeks ago, I talked about feeling like I had a limited pot of passion and just trying to figure out how to manage my time.
So, I remember the pot.
Yes. So Clara, who's a friend, shout out to Clara, sent me an article from the Harvard Business Review that talks about managing your energy and not your time. And it was by a group called The Energy Project.
Hmm.
So I just wanted to share a couple of things there because it really spoke to me. It talked about managing 4 dimensions of your energy, and that was physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual,
mm-hmm.
which I think it sounds kind of basic, but I don't know. You hit this age I'm at, and you're just like, you know, go to sleep, like get your 8 hours of sleep, drink water, exercise. So that was physical, you know, eat better, take your vitamins, all stuff that I really struggle with.
Yeah.
So I'm really focusing on doing that. I've started meal prepping and things like that the last couple of weeks, and I'm already feeling the difference. So I'm excited about that. And then mental is just like, you know, cut like interruptions, create boundaries for things, prioritize in terms of like, remember we were talking about just knowing when to shut off job logs, when to focus on work. So winter is here. So a lot of the time that I spend is just like, you know, during the day working. And then at night, I'm trying to do the turn down, like you said.
Yeah.
And then emotional, just my circle is really positive and encourages me. So I think that's I'm doing pretty well there.
Yeah.
But, you know, spiritual, just praying for me. And that's praying, reflecting more, things like that. So that's kind of my steez right now.
Good. I like
it. Going into the new year.
Yeah, ground yourself.
Yes.
This winter.
All right. You want to get into the episode?
Yes, let's do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for Rants, Raves, and Reviews. This is a segment of the show where we each share a rant, rave, or review for a product, service, tool, or experience that's positively or negatively impacting our professional lives. So, Joy.
I'm raving this week.
Nice.
Yes, I'm raving. Nice. And, you know, I'm shouting out sunshine this week. Daylight, brightness, light, happiness.
Okay.
But I'm shouting it out because I don't know about you guys, but winter is coming and I definitely suffer from the winter blues. Wintertime, my mood is sluggish. My temperament is a little bit despondent. You know, I don't want to go anywhere. But if that's you know, if you have a pretty severe case of that, that can actually be known as seasonal affective disorder, SAD, sad. And look, you might need to see a therapist like I might. But one thing that has really been brightening my days has just been like the sunshine. Mm-hmm. So I used to have like pretty heavy curtains. I've taken those off. And so now I wake up to the rays of sun beaming on my face.
Nice.
And it has actual like positive effects in terms of your mood, in terms of your level of productivity, especially first thing in the morning. So I was vitamin D deficient early in the year once a doctor told me my levels were down. So that's been helping with that. And the reason all of this is important in terms of for work is because, bear with me, I'm not a scientist, but sunlight apparently releases serotonin in your brain, which is scientifically proven to increase your mood and your focus. So the reason you need that vitamin D, you need those sun rays, is because like that's what contributes to kind of your overall feeling of happiness, your mood, and your ability to really focus and get in on a work. At nighttime, the opposite happens and melatonin is released and that kind of puts you to sleep. So when you're off, everything can be off, right?
Okay.
So if you can't get sunlight or you're kind of scared of natural light because of cancer and some of those other things, overexposure, you can also invest in light therapy with a sunlight lamp, which I also have.
Yes, you were raving about this.
And you can change your light bulbs to the light therapy type lights. They are just brighter. It's kind of that like, I don't know, what's it called? I don't know. It's a really bright like light that kind of emulates like daytime. So yeah, shout outs to sunshine.
What up, sunshine?
What are you doing?
Cool. I'm kind of raving.
Okay.
Maybe recommending. Maybe this is the fourth R. I don't know. But I recently downloaded NPR's Politics podcast.
Okay.
And I really love it because it's relatively short. It's like maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes. The personalities are really good. I enjoy it. And, you know, I don't do the news. Like, I don't.
Because I
don't have the emotional. I just don't.
Yeah.
So NPR Politics podcast, it, like, catches me up so I know what's happening.
Yeah.
And as I suspected, the whole world has gone mad. Donald Trump is out here corralling black pastors after, like, a protester got beaten at his rally. I cannot.
Yeah.
Do you know I registered to vote as soon as that podcast ended? Like, immediately.
That's real.
So I implore all of you to register to vote because this man has a significant lead and I can't handle it.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
And
happens.
It was super easy though, by the way, to register to vote. You do it right online.
Cool.
For New Yorkers through the DMV. And like, it just took a few seconds. So register to vote. Download the NPR Politics podcast.
Is it called the NPR Politics podcast?
Super easy to remember.
Nice. So it's time for Ask Job Logs. That is the segment of our show where we address your work, life, and whatever else questions. As always, you can submit your questions to us at joblogs.com/askjoblogs or by emailing ask@joblogs.com. This week,
we've got something special.
Yeah,
happening.
We want to try something a little bit different. We actually opened up these questions to you guys, and we got a couple of y'all to call in and tell us what your biggest work or business challenge was. And here's what you had to say.
Okay.
What I find the most challenging in a work environment is first, the lack of diversity. And that can translate into many different things. For example, I love the fact that I look different, I act different, because, well, I am different and I love it. I think it's an asset. And it's really hard when people, based on what they say, want you to just fit in. They want you to act less like yourself and more like others. Like, hey, Miriam, only you talk like this or voice your opinion this way. Maybe bring it down a notch since no one else does it this way. No, I don't want to do anything differently. I am who I am and I'm okay with the fact that I stand out. And so should you. You don't ask other people to act like me, do you? So why are you asking me to act like them? This is particularly tough in a corporate environment. But I do know that many organizations are working hard to change that. So in the meantime, I'll just keep fighting the good fight.
Wow.
Miriam is fed up. Yes. Okay. Over it.
I get it though.
Yeah.
You know, like being an African-American woman and that's so complex. Like also being first generation African-American because I'm African and mm-hmm. having like differences there. I think essentially what I'm hearing is just like whenever people try to make you feel lesser than mm-hmm. because of your differences,
yeah,
that's a problem.
Yeah, definitely. But then I think you also have to look at your differences as an asset. I think a lot mm-hmm. of times we kind of intimidate ourselves into kind of being in the shell because
yeah.
you know, we don't fit into whatever the larger, you know, trend is at our job, whatever mm-hmm. that is, because mm-hmm. at every job it's different.
Yeah.
But I think you have to embrace that and use kind of your quirks, again, as like your differentiator.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like she has dealt with, and mm-hmm. we all have dealt with other people, though, trying to impose those like norms or ideals on you. The tricky thing, though, about corporate is that there are generally acceptable norms about how you dress,
yeah.
about how you carry yourself in meetings. And I think sometimes those people have those spill over into cultural norms and things like other areas and other dimensions of diversity where they shouldn't, but they do because it's a space where you are imposing some other kinds of like constructs and norms. So, I mean, that's certainly tricky. I think Miriam, you can't control.
Yeah, that's true.
What those people are doing. And I think, I mean, knowing you, like keeping your authentic voice, know that that has a place in the world mm-hmm. and know that you are contributing more than people around you may recognize, whether it's, you know, currently or in the past or just whenever you encounter people that you're working on projects with. But know that that voice is special and powerful and needs to be heard. So
definitely.
Good luck with that. Listeners, listen, if you have experience with this, this segment is all about getting your perspectives as well.
Right.
We want to hear from you. So tweet us, email, and we'll keep the dialogue going.
Yeah, we're going to post these questions on the blog, too. So go there, leave comments, and just lift up Miriam.
Yes.
Do you have another one?
We do.
I like these.
We do. We have another one.
Hi, my name is Chris. I'm 30 years old. I live in New York City, and I grew up in Philadelphia. For me, the biggest challenge at work is what I like to call mansplaining, and you probably may have already heard of the term, but it's when a woman, such as myself, is in a meeting with either peers or someone, you know, in a higher position, and they're in a meeting, they're explaining something or whatever the subject may be, and a man in the room, it just so happens to come along after you've explained yourself to re-explain the same topic, even if you are more versed in the particular area than they are. And I think this happens to me just because I may look really young. I often get carded for things, you know, because people think I look like I'm 19 or 20. So I think this happens to me just because people don't know how old I am, and they may not know my educational background and my experiences. And so it gets frustrating just because it's like, I don't need you to articulate my point for me. I think I've done it myself. And if there's questions in the room, I can articulate and respond to those as well. So that's my biggest challenge at work. Thanks.
I got something for this. I don't want to turn this into man bashing because I love all of y'all. Mm-hmm. I love all of you. But I feel like y'all might come out the womb mansplaining. I really do. It's funny though, because when I'm in school, like I found a lot of the issues mm-hmm. like replicated from the workplace.
Oh, really?
Like you have these, you know, these dudes, they come in like the group project and they're mm-hmm. just, you know, in the meeting talking loud only to deliver a whimper when mm-hmm. it's time to work. Mm-hmm. And it's I remember my first it was my first job after college. I had been working at a PR firm for a few months, and then this guy started. Mm-hmm. And he was just, like, in the meetings, like, interjecting all these things, like, on day two. Mm-hmm. And I'm the person, like, I like to observe. I like to know what I'm talking about when I talk.
I mean, it's as you should.
It's a quirk that I have. So, like, I kind of, like, played it cool.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And was like absorbing everything, but this guy just like came in and was very assertive. And my manager at the time, she kind of pulled me aside after this meeting, and she was like, you know, you really need to like step up and share your ideas, even if they're wrong.
Yeah,
like just put them out there, because look at this guy who's come in, knows nothing.
My director said the same thing to me in a development meeting last week. That was one area. She's like, Joy Marie, like, I want to see you like speak up and own. Like, she said, when you speak, it's super intelligent and you have a very strategic mind, but like, you think, you overthink. And I don't know if that's like women. I've seen a lot of studies and surveys mm-hmm. and blah, blah, blah about, you know, like, we tend to have a harder time with that, I think, in that kind of corporate dynamic. But yeah, ladies, we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, and I think maybe it might feel a little uncomfortable at mm-hmm. first, or you might feel like you're kind of just being, I can't curse on here, but you know what I'm going for. But you just kind of have to like put yourself out there and really just like go toe-to-toe with these guys.
How do you correct somebody that's doing that, though? Like, that's
really
kind
hard.
Of annoying. Like, I said it the way I meant it the first time. Thanks.
I know. That is really hard. That's listeners, can you go to the blog?
Please. I need to know. We need to know.
Too.
We need answers, because I can you imagine somebody literally repeating everything you just said?
Oh, my God.
In the meeting? I would spaz.
Oh, God.
All right. So we have a couple of other questions.
It's the mailbag episode, if you haven't caught on.
Yes, yes, yes. No guests this week. So we're going to just vibe out.
We're going to talk to you guys.
We love to hear from y'all. Like, this is really what it's all about for us. So let's get right into this.
Okay. So we have a question submitted by D. Just D. Mm-hmm. It says, my biggest work challenge is finding a new job.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay, because your manager probably listens to this. I work in the creative and design industry, but not in the type of design work I like to do. I don't have access to the types of software that I need to learn in order to give me leverage. Is it wise to go for an entry-level position to gain that experience to avoid going to take a class? The job I currently have is aiming to train me through employees, but not everyone has the capabilities to teach. I'm feeling stuck as my workload increases and my salary stays the same. I'm working on teaching myself, but that requires staying later during the week and possibly weekends without pay. What are your thoughts? What would you do? Any advice? Okay, I'm just going to start this. This is no shade to you.
Yeah,
but there's lots of buts in this message. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, oh, people can teach me, but they can't teach. It's like, can you learn? Like, I want to teach myself, but I'll have to stay late. I mean, what you want to do, like shifting careers, that requires work. Like, it's going to suck.
Yeah.
So going into it, you just need to accept that. Identify the sacrifices that each of these options requires and decide what you're willing to sacrifice. I know when I switched fields, I couldn't work in PR anymore. I just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So I took an internship.
Yeah.
Which resulted, I mean, I'm sure if I stayed in PR, I'd be making more than I'm making now.
Yeah.
But I would hate that field. Mm-hmm. So for me, the sacrifice was justified.
Yeah.
So I think for you in your position, you're going to have to like do some late nights, whether it's at work, whether it's at home. So kind of decide what you're willing to do.
Yeah. I mean, I again, all love. We definitely love you. But because it's coming from a place of love, like, yeah, I heard a lot of those like interjections and kind of like honestly excuses in this message as well. So the first thing that I would agree with Courtney on is just like shift the perspective and the mentality. This is something that you want, and shifting industries, it's a huge deal. Yeah. It's a huge deal to ask a new employer to take that big of a risk on you when you might not have the expertise that other people have. So, you know, you definitely want to go in eager. You want to go in passionate. That's kind of when passion matters, when you're asking people to take risks on you.
Yeah.
And you want to eliminate that kind of defeatist mentality. Well, so what if there isn't like great teaching opportunities in your workplace? There's YouTube, girl. There's the internet. There's so many resources out there. You can do an apprenticeship. Mm. You can shadow some people in the field for a day. You can reach out to some folks on LinkedIn who are in the industry that you want to be in, ask them about their experience in an informational capacity, take down those notes and figure out and hone in on what you need to kind of bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be. But, you know, we're here for you. So let us keep us posted.
Yes.
We want to see you win. You're going to have to, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, there's it's no going to be hard, that. But you can do this.
Absolutely. All right, we have another question. This one's by Kay, obviously
what
anonymous.
You guys
we're trying to keep it low key, you know. People trying to keep their jobs.
Okay, I got you.
But this one's definitely a toughie. So it reads: in March, I lost two close relatives in the same week and felt a bit lost on what to do at work besides tell my boss. Can you all discuss working while dealing with grief as a young professional?
All right. I can't speak to grief specifically, but I can speak to working while you're dealing with a lot or just like a lot of emotional issues outside of work.
Yeah.
And what I would say, my approach to this is cry and breathe, girl or man, whoever you are, Kay. Like, I was going through, like, a horrible breakup a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And none of my coworkers knew it. Like, if you asked them, none of them would have known. Because I would politely excuse myself, go to that bathroom stall, and weep. Mm-hmm. Like, when I needed to. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we get so caught up in trying to just maintain this facade of, like, you know, professionalism. Like, part of that is what kills you. Like, trying to pretend like you're not, like, you're okay and you're not.
Yeah.
So, like, give yourself that space to say, like, listen, don't cry in the middle of the office. Like, go, like, take a break, find a private space, let out what you need to let out. And then get yourself together and go back out there.
Yeah.
And then also just, you know, keep breathing. Like, know that, like, you can get through this. Mm-hmm. It's not going to kill you. You can make it. Mm-hmm. Just take deep breaths and you can get through it. And there's also one last thing is, like, if you need to take a day, take a day. I know if you don't want to tell your boss, but it may come a time if it's too much. Like, there's no shame in saying, like, listen, I'm dealing with some issues. Is there a way is a break possible? Like, what can you do?
Look into your company's bereavement policies. And I know this is kind of a dark thing to think about when you're looking for a new job for any other listeners. But, you know, you wanna find out, is your company going to give you some time? Mm. If there's a death in the family or, you know, with close loved ones. So some companies do have policies that give you paid time off for that. So, you know, look into it.
Yeah.
Definitely do that research. There may be that wiggle room. But sorry for your loss.
Yeah, and, definitely.
You know, again, keep pushing through. Let us know how you're doing, how things are going, and how we can support you.
Definitely.
All right. One last question.
One more.
You want to do the honors?
Let me see.
This one's B. But not what, like, not it? Letter B. This is actually B-I-E. B-I-E. Maybe it's bi. Hmm. B, bi.
Okay. So the question says, I'm in the process of trying to change professional careers from higher education to tech. In the process, I have received many rejections, and I'm looking for tips and simply words of encouragement. How did you two stay encouraged, motivated during times of uncertainty?
This Joy. Is good. Yeah. This is my space. This is my space for 28 of my years. Just kidding.
Stop it.
But yeah, I mean, rejection definitely sucks. There is no way around that. It's not a great feeling. But, you know, if you can shift your perspective and think about each rejection as actually getting you closer to that end goal, even if, you know, when you get that rejection, at least you know that person's out of the running. Half the times with these companies, they keep you like hanging in the balance for so long that you have no idea, are you in, are you out, are they getting back to you? So that hard rejection in the job application process is actually a great thing. You know, this company is out for right now.
Yeah.
And so the other thing I would say is, like, that's also an opportunity to get feedback every single time. Always make it a habit to reach out and ask, you know, are you able to provide feedback about the interview?
No,
what could I have
good.
Done better?
Yeah.
And then as you're, what actually kept me motivated when I was kind of hunting around a couple years ago was iterating my application after each round. So,
yeah,
I mean, that kept me busy. Too. That's like finding a job is a full-time job. So if you can find little mini projects within your job hunt to focus on, like switching up your resume. Also, you should be tailoring your application
and
for every job.
And it should get better, like with every job.
Everyone should get better. And that process, of it's like a phased kind of tiered process with levels to it.
Mm-hmm.
Every step of that should kind of be giving you something to do. And that was my form of motivation.
Yeah.
Another thing that I would say is just like have a buddy through the process to kind of.
That is true.
Yeah.
I remember I got laid off, maybe fired. We won't talk about it. But at the same time, my best friend, the same thing happened. And the fact that we were going through it together.
Yeah.
It just made it so much more bearable.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, my buddies have been like you, you know, it's been like my family, you know, so like I have people that I share everything. Like, oh, I heard back from this company. Oh, LinkedIn didn't get back to me. Amazon did this and that. And that makes it fun because, I mean, whether or not they want to hear it, you got these status updates. So I would say, you know, get a buddy and also just keep tailoring things. That'll keep you busy and kind of keep you going.
Yeah, and just remember that what is for you is for you. So if something didn't come through, like there's a reason that it didn't come through. So don't sweat. The could have beens, should have beens. Like,
yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah. But on the other hand, if you keep getting rejection after a period of time, we got to figure out what's not working there.
That's true.
We do.
That's real.
Let's keep it real.
That's real.
Thank you guys for these questions. Again, we want to hear from y'all. If you have experience with any of these challenges, scenarios, hit us up, tweet us. We want to hear from
you. Yeah, leave us more voice memos. Like, don't hear it. Just listen to us yapping all the time.
Yeah.
Talk back.
Yeah, love it. All right, so this is Hired and Fired. This is our segment of the show, Courtney's fave, where we give a positive nod to folks in like media, pop culture, entertainment that are either like really killing the game, or we serve up termination papers to people who are not.
We do.
And you can always see the whole roster at jobblogs.com/payroll.
I love that you did that.
Courtney, what are you? Are you hiring or firing someone
hiring
today?
Hiring this week.
Girl, you are always adding people to the team. And I feel like it's year end and there are budget cuts. So
I have a spirit of prosperity. I don't know what you're talking about.
Who are you hiring? hiring?
I'm hiring Miss Patti LaBelle.
Yes, why?
So, if I mean, you have to be living under a rock if you hadn't heard about Patty's Pies.
Patty's Pies.
So, the saga of Patty's Pies. So, if you don't know, James Wright Chanel, no relation to Coco, did this amazing video that went viral where he was tasting Patty's sweet potato pie available at Walmart. And it just went crazy. Like, yeah. They were selling, like, a pie a second for 72 hours.
Which is insane.
Insane. So, Patty proceeded to tell the paparazzi, in her true diva form, that she was responsible for the success of these pies. They were doing well before the video.
Girl,
that's what
Miss
Patty said.
Tried it.
Y'all proceeded to drag Miss Patty all up and down Twitter. Joy was in my G chat with slander.
She knew she was wrong for that. Girl, where were they selling the pies, Patty? Where?
All right, so it wasn't looking too good for Patty, but Mama came through and righted her ship. Mm-hmm. And for that, I give kudos. It might be for her team, probably. Mm-hmm. But she invited this boy to Thanksgiving, where they sang a duet surrounded by cell phones and promptly posted that thing to Instagram.
They sure did.
She had him on her cooking show on the Cooking Channel, which makes me wish I had cable. They were baking sweet potato pies together. He's supposed to perform with her on tour.
What?
She's telling People Magazine that this is my new son.
Are you kidding me?
She did that. Like, that is crisis management.
Yeah.
Like, kudos to you. Like, she said, I'm not going to pay you for this, but I will definitely adopt you.
Yeah.
And you know what, Patty? For that, you are hired. You're on probation because you tried it, but you are hired.
Yeah. That's awesome. Welcome to the team.
Welcome, Patty. Right. That was a fun episode.
Yes, yes. Loved getting you guys' questions, spending time with you. So thank you for joining us. Please get in touch with us anytime. We love, love, love hearing from you.
Yes, you can find us on joblogs.com, also at joblogs on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Be sure to sign up for the newsletter at joblogs.com/weekly.
Yes, and if you want to connect with me, I'm at Cleave Out Loud on the Twitter, the Insta, the Snap.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Hamiss Parker, MissParkerr, all in the same places, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Don't forget to rate and review us on the iTunes store. Thank you to all of you guys who have done that already. If you're having trouble doing it, you can do it by searching Joblogs on the podcast app for iOS and then clicking our show and navigating to the review tab. Or if you're on a desktop, visit the iTunes store and search for Joblogs.
Cool. And we have a featured review. This is from, is this Kiki? I'm going to call you that. It's K-E-T-E-K-E-T-E-K-E-T-E-K-E-K-E. It says, Joblogs is filling the void. We need more of these open and honest discussions about what is impacting this generation in the workplace now that the very nature of what and where the workplace is has changed. Mm-hmm. Keep up the great work, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Special thanks, as always, to our producer and audio engineer, Adrian Wagner.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks to our studio, Visionary Media, here in Manhattan and New York City. And lastly, but definitely not least, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, darlings. Love you. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
See ya.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.